26 minutes after the hour. It is a Wednesday morning. It is not Tuesday. That happened yesterday without Dr. Don, and it wasn't his fault. Don was waiting in the wings, ready to go, and I told him, Don, we're not getting up to Live 365. We're not on live today because we've got some sort of technical glitch to solve. So we solved the glitch, but not until it was too late. And Don has graciously agreed to come back today. But we're glad you're here, and we're looking at a traumatic future, apparently, for all of us if electric vehicles become the norm and this movement to green energy continues. You've brought our attention to an Epoch Times article here. It has largely to do with mineral mining and groundwater. What's the tie-in? Why is groundwater threatened by cobalt and lithium mining and all the other heavy metals that the lithium batteries need?
Well, because it takes a tremendous amount of water to mine these minerals. And for example, I mean, lithium for every ton of lithium that is mined, it takes 500,000 gallons of water.
My goodness.
Wow.
To mine it. And so that's a tremendous amount of water. And of course, you know, these mines aren't near, water supplies. They're out in the desert. And so there's a dearth of water to begin with. And so these mines are depleting the water in the areas in which they are. You know, here in the United States, Nevada, they're big lithium mines. Copper is not quite as bad. Copper requires 100,000 gallons of water per ton of copper. Of course, the rarer the mineral, the more water it's going to take to extract out the mineral from the ground. And so this has people upset, as you might imagine. And it's not only the batteries and the minerals that go into the batteries, but it's the minerals that also go into solar panels and these wind turbines. So all of these require these minerals that need to be extracted from the ground. So the more it's really all these green technologies is causing a tremendous impact on our environment. And wasn't the green technology supposed to save our environment? And here we are, you know, extracting all of these things, causing a great disruption to the land and using up, you know, the water supply. So the demand for water has increased about three times over the last several years, and it's projected that they need to increase it something like, 500%. More, so five more times above what they're extracting now. This one town, the Cortez Hills project in Nevada, for example, the groundwater has been lowered by almost 1,200 feet.
Oh, my goodness!
Wow!
I mean, that's a quarter of a mile. That the water has been depleted from that area. And you would think that government would be concerned about this. And, of course, the federal government is absolutely not concerned about depleting the water. I mean, you know, they are creating these problems. You know, if you point to government and say, hey, government, please solve my problem, they make things worse. And here is a case where they're actually making things worse. And so these mining companies, you know, they're getting the water out of the system, people are objecting to all of the mining that is going on, and in particular their water source going down. And of course the farmers not having enough water to do their farming. But the governments are completely ignoring it. The local governments and, of course, our federal government is completely ignoring the problem and not doing anything about it.
They haven't done much to account for all the collateral expenses of developing just the EV batteries, much less the manufacturing of wind farms and solar panels. And it's not just the U.S. either. Chile is involved, Argentina, Bolivia, all facing the same problems because of their lithium deposits and copper deposits. And so mining companies are rushing in, many of them developed by China and staffed by Chinese workers to get these minerals out of the ground, and they're depleting the groundwater, especially in desert areas, which has little water to begin with. So this and the UN is really fomenting this, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're all part of the part of the problem because, hey, after all, we've got all this climate change that's happening, and we got to, you know, eliminate CO2 in our atmosphere, thereby destroying our plant life. So, you know, the solution to that is destroy the ground and use up all the water. Which is obviously a real impact as opposed to what, the producing CO2 is, as we've talked about many times on this program, is a plant food. And man is having a very little impact on the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. And it's a very poor, as we've talked about, very poor greenhouse gas to begin with. Yeah, we're not heading in the right direction as a civilization and a society. And so we're going to see more and more issues crop up from these mining activities. And all of the all this production that we're having and this push to go, in quote, green when it's really anti-environment. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes you wonder, where are the environmentalists and where are the environmental impact studies that are supposed to be done before any major project is undertaken? You know, did they just not do the environmental impact studies? Did they just sweep them under the rug? Or, you know, because, oh, after all, we need the lithium and the copper and the nickel and the graphite.
Pardon my suspicions here, but it seems to me that environmental impact statements are more political than they are scientific, like everything else these days. The science is dwarfed by political and economic considerations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And here's just another example that, the globalists are going to get their agenda through, regardless. And, the people suffer. And this is what's happening. Now, you don't notice it on a day-to-day, basis because you don't necessarily live in the desert. Mm-hmm. But it will have an impact on everybody. And not just these desert areas. These desert areas are going to become even more deserty, like the 10 inches of rain or whatever that some of these areas get. It's going to take hundreds and hundreds of years to replenish the water supply once they've finished, digging up the minerals that they... that they want out of these things. It's a big problem.
Mm. Mm. A federal court in February dismissed arguments over environmental groundwater degradation. So the courts haven't been any help either.
Why? I mean, why? Why are people closing their eyes to this? I just really don't see it. Mm. because they've been bamboozled by the fact, we need this. So, yeah, okay, we're using some water, but it's in the desert, so it shouldn't really matter.
David, did you have a thought?
I just remember when I was, this is probably 20 years ago now, maybe 30, that I worked for the Water Conservation Department in Phoenix. And we had purchased water rights to land from farmers 150 miles away. And we weren't going to use it at that moment, but eventually they would use the water to truck it into Phoenix. I mean, so people are very aware of what, especially in the desert, what the groundwater will do or won't do. And when it goes away, what happens to it? It doesn't come back for decades.
Well, I know there are requirements in many towns across Arizona in particular, where if there are new developments, they first have to prove that there's water to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Or find the water somehow and establish that water supplies will be available to home developments and business districts and industrial parks and so forth. So it's got to be on their mind. And I think maybe articles like this and discussions like what we're having now will maybe provoke a harder look at what the government and the UN in particular are trying to do with this green energy nonsense. Don?
Well, and I think here's another issue, and it's a prediction on my part, that they will blame the water depletion, not on the mining, but on climate change, thereby reinforcing their need to do more mining.
Just you're probably right. I think you're probably right. Yeah, I think that's probably true. But it makes absolutely no sense. There's just it has no logic at all.
I fault science too, because we've seen it through the COVID era and going on in pharmaceuticals for years, where the science bows to economic pressure and political pressure and does not do valid science. They know it, they know better, but that information doesn't get out, doesn't get published, doesn't reach the public ears, the public consciousness, until it's too late.
Well, and, it's the old adage, follow the money. Here again, are the mining companies going to worry about the water? As long as they have water to mine, they're going to keep doing their activities. So they're not the ones. It's going to be, the people that live in and around these communities where this mining is going on. Those are the ones that are going to be suffering. So, a lot of things in science, if I don't get a research grant, then I'm not going to be able to do science. So I'm going to write a research paper that the politicians want, so I can get the grant money, and produce papers that are in line with the political agenda, and therefore I can get more grant money and keep my job. We are degrading as a society. we're chasing the almighty dollar or the yen or whatever it happens to be in a lot of these areas, and we are losing people of integrity. And I think the main reason why we're losing people of integrity is because we are becoming an ungodly nation. And when people turn away from God and turn away from the creator of the universe and turn away from his laws and his statutes, then that just leads to destruction in all areas of life. And here we're seeing, in the name of good and green technology, or we're saving the planet, they're in the process of destroying the planet. So it's a problem.
Well, and aren't we creating an artificial market for things like electric vehicles? I heard no great outcry from the public that demands electric vehicles. This has come from the top down, so to speak, from the government out, forcing a product into existence whose time has not yet come.
Yes. Well, that is for sure. And people are, I think the demand for EV, totally EV vehicles, is actually going down, not going up. And so the government's going to have to come up with some schemes, and they already are, you know, to push EV vehicles. And I don't necessarily blame the auto manufacturers, because the government puts on regulations, you know, the auto manufacturers then have to follow the regulations. And if the regulations say you have to produce, you know, vehicles that only have X, Y, or Z emissions by, you know, the year 2030 or whatever it happens to be, and the only way you can get there is through EV, for example.
And the government subsidizing purchases of vehicles that they have to compete with. I mean,
yes,
that's forcing some Ford plants into near bankruptcy right now with their electronic or electric vehicle production. And that means no jobs. It means no parts, no service, no, you know, it fans out through the economy. It's not just the automobile plant that hurts. It's anything connected with it. This is terribly short-sighted and ignorant of how private enterprise works, and it's just ultimately damaging, and I think it's just a sad thing. I want to mention that Dr. Don, biochemist by trade and by vocation, also proud maker of gold medal wines at Valle del Apache, a winery and vineyard there in Garden Valley, Texas. Also a member of the board at Creation Moments, and the board must have felt lost without you up there. Done.
Well, they did, but I did call in, and so we had about a 45-minute conversation about some business. So,
all right. Well, we feel better. We feel better. Yeah, yeah. Don, thank you very much for again making yourself available on this unusual day on a Wednesday, and I'll be thinking tomorrow's Wednesday now because today should be Tuesday, and it wasn't because yesterday was. So I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's all it's all confusing. I mean, one day's just going into the next, and you know, what week is this? I have no idea.
I'm just glad that for every hour that goes by, one is waiting in place to take its place. So that's a good thing right now. Don Clark of Creation Moments. I want to mention their website, by the way, creationmoments.com. You'll find there a reservoir, a library, a vault full of scientific information that explains and supports the biblical story of creation. You'll find it worth your while to pay a visit to creationmoments.com. Don, thank you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, I suspect.